have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. It's a Mama Mia. It's a Ola. And it's especially for those who want to overcome their misery, their hell. But most people don't want to. I understand. Stay in your hell. Welcome to hell and stay there. You are not required to come out. And no one has a right to judge you one iota for staying in your misery. Really. And you don't have a right to impose your misery on others. And so the people don't have a right to judge you for standing your misery. And you don't have a right to impose your misery on them. They don't have to accept it. Amazing, huh? Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. You can only have one or the other. You can only have one or the other. Isn't that amazing? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, if you're at the courthouse trying to get approval to be a legal citizen here, and then ICE come and get you from the courthouse and deport you, your wife, your cat, your dog, and everybody, you still can be listening to the show. And when you get back to Mexico or wherever you're being deported, make sure you have those people that are in podcasting for you. And that way, when you get home, you can watch, you would not have missed anything. But in the meantime, on your ride back home, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Or JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? Friday is an amazing day. Just as every day is. And Friday is amazing because it's Friday. And not only is it Open Line Friday, it is because we love the blacks. It is Black Friday. The way it was before. And the way it is now.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
The things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but the pump won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing. They're angry. They hate their mothers. And they're yearning for their father. That's what's wrong. And the only thing that's wrong. Everything else is a lie. It's an illusion. It is a lie. First, I want to know. I want to know. Have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? I want to know. Interesting question. And I've thought about this question a little bit more lately than I had prior. And the reason I thought about it is because my producer mentioned it on Sunday. I think I asked him about it. Derek, can you come here for a minute? Derek, you black. My producer is a Christian. And he read the word. He's a Christian. Not that it's funny that he's a Christian. It's just interesting. So I wanted to ask my producer this since he mentioned it on Sunday. And I've heard it before all my life, especially when I grew up as an adult. I heard about it more and more. I heard people say it more and more. This is my producer, Derek, and one of the experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Oh, there we go.
Look at that amazing sign.
Ooh.
Nice. Look at the punchy sign. Thank you, John. John built that, right?
Yeah.
John.
Shout out to John.
Amazing child. John built this barn sign. When he made the WJLP sign and the sign and everybody else sign. John, thank you, man.
Thank you.
It looks it's beautiful.
Yeah, it looks incredible.
Amazing. Thank you, John.
Amazing.
So my producer's here. Sunday you mentioned in the fellowship.
Yeah.
That you had hope. Am I right?
Was it faith or hope? Actually, yeah, it was. Was it hope?
Yeah, I may be wrong. Did you say faith or hope?
I think yeah, because you asked Hake if he had faith.
Uh-huh.
And I was agreeing with Hake.
That you have faith.
Yeah.
You have faith.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got to have faith.
In what?
To stay on this path. With watching the thoughts, yeah.
And how do you know you have have faith?
How do I know I have faith?
No, how do you know you have faith?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know I have faith because I am still on this journey of watching my thoughts every day, not really trusting and listening to my own ideas and things of that nature, but filling myself up with the Word of God every day. That's why I read so much, or at least I try to.
You filling yourself up with the Word of God?
Yeah.
How you doing that?
Well, you just read. You start from Genesis.
Uh-huh.
You just keep reading.
And you until fill you get yourself up.
Yeah, you just fill yourself up. And and
why are you sitting that you, a lazy black guy, all laid back with your arms on the couch that you're about to...
Sorry, this...
You don't know how to sit straight up?
I mean, it's hard to with this couch.
Oh, yeah. Hate has the same issue.
It's kind of like...
Okay. You need to sit like you're black.
Oh, I like I'm black.
So you have faith, and the reason you know you have faith, you fill yourself up with the Word of God.
Well, I know I have faith because I stay on the journey, meaning I stay seeking after Christ, doing...
And you have faith, too. I mean, you have faith, right? No. You fill yourself up with the Word of God by reading the Bible?
Yeah.
And how do you fill yourself up with the Word of God?
Just by reading.
And how does that fill you up?
How does it fill you up?
Yeah. How does that fill you up?
Well, when you read and you really sit and meditate on what you just read, God will reveal things to you, and you'll be able to take what you've read and attach it to your life, your current situation, you know?
And so you read the Bible so that you can fill yourself up with the Word of God.
That's right.
And what self are you filling up?
And what self? Well, it'd just be myself. this soul, this body.
And so when you read the Bible, the Word of God is going into you from the Bible.
Right.
The Word of God is going into you from the Bible. For reading the pages of a book.
Well, the Word of God is written in my heart, but it's important that I read to comprehend and to show myself approved, of course. But
approved or what?
to show myself approved, you know, you have to read the Word
to show yourself. So are you approved?
You have to study, you know, because if I'm not studied, I'll just be saying whatever comes out of my imagination.
Oh, and are you approved?
Am I approved? Yes, I'm approved. We're all approved.
And how are you approved?
How am I approved?
Yeah.
Well, I'm approved because Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins, and he rose again. And
how are you approved?
Yeah. How am I approved? That's how I'm approved.
How?
Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
But what does that mean, approved?
What does it mean, approved?
Yeah.
It means when I get to the pearly gates, I'm going to be accepted in. he's going to say, oh, yeah, he's approved. Yeah.
Get to what pearly gates?
Heaven.
And one last thing, you have hope?
Yeah, I've got hope.
You have hope?
Yeah, in a sense.
Do you have hope?
Yeah, I've got hope.
You have hope?
Yeah, I'm not backing down. I've got hope.
And how do you know you have hope?
Because I wake up every day and I do the same thing, meaning I wake up and I watch the thoughts. If I didn't have hope that this stuff is going to work, if I didn't have faith, I wouldn't do it. I would just go back to trusting my thoughts and seeking whatever, riches, money, all
that. And what good has it done you to have hope?
What good has it done me?
Yeah.
It's changed my life.
In what way?
It's changed my life in ways. All right. Simply.
Hope has changed your life?
Faith, hope, all those things.
How about faith, hope, and charity?
Oh, no.
That's the way it ought to be.
What? Is that something?
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way it ought to be. Amazing.
Nice. So,
and what good has it done you to have hope?
Well, good is the dummy to have hope.
Yes.
It's what keeps me on the journey, honestly.
What does hope look like?
What does it look like? Well, it's not tangible, but
how do you know you have hope?
How do I know I have hope?
Why do you keep repeating me?
Because I've just got to clarify.
How do you know you have hope?
Because I wake up every day and I watch the thoughts. I read the Word, and it says that God loves me, and he won't let me.
How do you know you have hope?
That's how I know, because I read the Word, and it confirms it.
But what's in you that says you have hope?
What's in me?
Do you have, like, a hope sign?
What's in me? Yeah, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, you know?
Is there, like, a hope thing inside you?
Yeah. In fact, the hope is the Holy Spirit. How's that? That's true.
Hope is not the Holy Spirit. Hope is your teacher.
Hope is my teacher.
Yeah, but what's your hope?
I thought the Holy Spirit was my teacher.
I mean, the Holy Spirit is your teacher, not hope.
Okay.
But you call hope your Holy Spirit, but Holy Spirit is not your hope. Your Holy Spirit is the teacher.
Okay.
So what is the hope?
That is the hope. The fact that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, the fact that the Scripture says what it says, and there's no change in that.
What would happen if you did not have hope?
What would happen if I didn't have hope?
Why do you keep repeating me? What would happen if you don't hear me or something?
No, I just like repeating.
Oh, ain't black. Yeah. What would happen if you didn't have hope?
I'd be done for.
Done for what?
I'd be done for. You know, I wouldn't stay on the journey.
But hope has never helped you.
Really? How so? How has hope never helped me? Hope has helped me.
Hope has never helped anyone.
Explain. I don't understand. Hope has never helped me?
You can't even tell me what it is.
Hope is, I view hope as faith. Hope and faith, I view them as the same, kind of hand in hand. Hope is the reason.
So
hope is the reason
faith.
I wake up and I do the things I do. It's hope for a better tomorrow.
Is hope like when you go out into the cotton field in the morning and you hope to pick 100 pounds of cotton before the end of the day? Is that hope?
That's a form of hope. Yeah, you can hope for
that.
Is that
the same hope you have?
No. My hope is eternal. That stuff is
eternal
physical
life.
Stuff. You want to pick cotton and
well, how do
hope
you know
that
you have
get
hope,
this
though?
Certain amount. How do I know?
How do you know you have hope?
Because I stay on the journey. I maybe I fall short some days, but
you
for the
fall
most part,
short,
I
short away from hope.
Yeah, you know you.
And how do you know you're falling away from hope?
Well, no, I'm not falling away from hope.
Some days you do, you said.
I mean, some days, yeah, you you fall short.
So some days you fall short of hope?
Some days, it's not like that. I don't like how you're putting it. I don't like how you're putting it.
That was a question, man.
Yeah.
You said some days you fall short of hope, right? You fall away from hope or short of hope, whatever you said.
Well, no, I don't. In fact, I don't even want to put it in that. I don't like the phrasing that I fall short of hope.
You fall away from hope.
No, it's.
How did you put it? You
my
said
thing
someday
is.
Someday you fall short. I forgot
is,
what you said.
Hope is always there for me. It's
so you
what,
never fall away from it?
Yeah.
I never fall
away from hope.
You never fall short of hope.
Yeah, even when because I know
and
when I fall
hope
short.
Look like?
And what does hope look like? It's not tangible. I can't show you. It's
but how
like,
you know you have it?
How do I know I have it?
Because no, how do you know you have it? And you keep repeating me.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm done repeating you. Okay. I know I have it.
You
because,
said I let you in the classroom. The teacher asks you a question. You repeat the teacher, then you answer the question.
Yeah, it gives me enough time to think about it. But right. How do I know I have it? I wake up every day and I stay on the path. I have hope.
Is there something in you that says
I
you
put
have
my hope?
Hope
in God.
Is there something in you that says you have hope?
Is there something in me? Yeah.
And what does it, and how do you know it's there? What does it say?
All right. It's like a light on the inside of me.
Hope is?
Yeah, it's like a light. It's like a guiding
dark
light.
Dark light or bright light?
It's a bright light. It's a lamp beneath my feet.
You just saying all that?
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious. Like,
all right.
I don't like to play. But
thank you, Derek. Go
yeah,
back to
sure.
work.
All right, thanks.
Go back to work.
Thanks.
This
let me have my coffee. Hey.
Your Punchy's coffee.
Yeah, let me have my Punchy's coffee.
Right on.
That's
you
all
need
I need.
After it. That mess.
The mess? Hey. Crisis King.
You also, what are you, Akatar? What did that
Uncle
boy
Tom?
Call you?
What do you call me? Oh, a little coon.
A little coon. He's a little coon now.
Yeah, white is right.
That guy Tony call you a coon from
yeah,
Indiana.
Yeah, we got to talk
Brave
again. That'd be nice.
White Dita.
That's right. Thank you, Derek.
All right, thank you.
All right. I want to know, folks, it's so interesting, and I hear a lot of people say they have hope and faith, right? They both, I guess, goes hand to hand. But when I talk to them, I clearly see that's what's holding them back is hope. Isn't that amazing? And I want to know where you get that from and how do you know if you have it, all right? It's a spiritual battle. And then one other thing I want to mention to the guys who are married and women, married women, when your husband or your wife is quiet, whether they are mad or they had a stressful day and they're acting a certain way toward you and the family, don't ask them what's wrong. Don't ask what's wrong. If you do mention what, let's say you may ask, what's wrong? And they said nothing. Once they say nothing, leave it alone. Let them wallow in their misery. Let them wallow in their hell. Because if you stay on them about it, try to get an answer from them, they see it as controlling you. It become a thrill to them. Because now you want to know what's up. You follow them around the room, try to beg them to tell you what's up, and they're getting this thrill. They're not going to tell you because they now have the thrill of controlling you. They already have a thrill pretending something's wrong. And when you ask what's wrong, you make that thrill go up 100 degrees. So stop asking them what's wrong. You got to watch yourself so you can see what others are doing. 888-7753-773. It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Have you noticed that for the last 4 years, give or take, their flying is not fun anymore? Hardly a day goes by for the last 4 years, ever since they started the DEI program. And the DEI is a program for the people of color, not for the white people, because they know the white people are already prepared. They know what they were doing. They are doing. They have the talent. But it's for the non-white people, especially the blacks, who don't know, who are not going to even learn or try. So they have this DEI program for those people who are not qualified to be air traffic controllers, to be pilots and things like that. And ever since that program started, and I mentioned this years ago, when I found out that it was discovered that, and I believe it was L.A. Airport. I may be wrong about that airport. It may not have been the first one I heard about. That they were hiring these black people who were not black air traffic controllers, and they were not qualified. I said that, oh, my God, airplanes are going to be falling from the sky, and the black are going to be like, when it's time to land in or depart from the airport, they're going to be air traffic controller. This is pilot John or Joe, whatever, about to take off. Which lane should I take off? Let me see, babe. And they look over there out the window because they can't read the screen thing, computer screen. Look, go over there south. And then they go over there, and they're about to take off, and then another plane is coming in on the very same landway, and they're about to crash. And they're like, SOS, SOS, about to crash, however they call it. Oh, baby, I ain't mean that way. I ain't know that was south. I thought you were coming in to know. Because they can't read the go-away thing. It may have been Midway Airport. And ever since the DEI program, which means that you're not qualified, you don't have to be qualified to fly a plane, to work in the air traffic control or anything, it's been one near miss after another one. It's been one falling out of the sky after another one. Flying ain't fun no more. They used to say flying was safer than driving. Riding on an airplane is safer than riding a car. That myth is gone now. Another private jet crashed into San Diego neighborhood either yesterday or the day before, but I believe yesterday. KTLA is reporting that authorities said that a private jet crashed into a military housing in San Diego during foggy weather, ignited car park along the suburban neighborhood, and blocked and killing multiple people on board the plane. Watch this from KTLA.
And back to our breaking news here. A number of people are now believed dead after a private plane crashed into homes and vehicles in a residential area in San Diego County. We're also learning there were some injuries to the people on the ground.
Good morning to you, Frank. We're about 15 minutes northeast of downtown San Diego. Just to give you reference, this is the result of that Cessna 550 privately owned that came crashing down in the early hours of the morning at around 3:45. It is believed that crash killed multiple people. While no cause of the crash has been identified at this moment, there are reports of dense fog that could have been a contributing factor.
Amazing, huh? And then over at Newark Airport, every day it seems, there's some problem with the navigation system, air traffic control thing. Isn't that amazing? An official on what the scene looked like, and a comment, here's an official on what the scene looked like, and a comment from the resident there. Watch this.
I can tell you that there are multiple homes, upwards of 10 homes that are affected. Also, when it hit the street, as the jet fuel went down, it took out every single car that was on both sides of the street on fire. So if you saw the scene, I know some of you had some images from earlier. You could see that every single car was burning down both sides of the street.
I looked out the window, and there was just flames everywhere. And then we heard the chain reaction of boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, whoa. We look out. I ran outside, ringing doorbells, grabbing babies. And, grabbing our small information, whatever, and booked it.
Amazing, huh? Every day, and I said this would happen when you allow the black people to get into the air traffic control booth. You allow them to fly, you allow the females to fly planes and things like that. And the interesting thing is, they have taken out the qualified men from the military, white men from the military and other places that knows how to fly, and it's becoming a disaster. It's becoming a disaster. And I used to love flying, and I did lots of flying. Now I hardly want to get on a plane. I hardly want to get on a plane just to go back home to visit my family. Because I just don't, it's just crazy now. And they deliberately, the people in charge, deliberately did this to bring on anger, confusion, fight amongst the people, and bring on destruction so that they can gain money and power. They deliberately did this. Just imagine your government, people in charge of making your country run again, decided that they're going to bring on hell for you. We're going to deliberately get rid of all the white men who are qualified for your safety in the air, and we're going to deliberately put in non-qualified DEI, affirmative action, reparation people. Think about that. They knew what they were doing. And the signs are there. And yet you omit the signs. The signs are always there in life warning you, hey, you're about to fall off the bridge. But you don't listen to the sign. The signs are there to tell you you married the wrong man, the wrong woman, ladies. I mean, wrong man, the wrong woman, man. Whatever. But you still married them. And the signs are there. The signs are there after you get married. The signs are there. This is the wrong one. You're already fighting. And the signs are there. But you say, no, it's going to work out. And it gets worse. The signs are always there in our lives to warn us we're about to fall off a bridge. But we don't adhere to the signs. A quick break. You are responsible for your own destruction. 888-7753-773. And you're responsible for your own life. Amazing. Quick break. Back in a moment.
just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Busy day today. It's Friday. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11. And I don't know if you've been paying attention. James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair, he white, and he is not afraid. And at 11 a.m. today, Friday, right after the Hake, HAKEReport.com, brand new episode today of the Fallen State.tv. I talked to Augusta McLaughlin, an author, journalist, and host of Girl B Radio. Again, just with the title alone, you may not want children under 18 to watch this. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's a girl boner?
I learned what that was, and I thought, there has to be something like that for me.
Well, why do a lot of women today love being turned into sluts?
I don't think a man can turn a woman into a slut.
Well, they can do it. Should a man be vulnerable?
Yes, it's very sexy. You share your feelings, you allow yourself to cry.
Do you want a beta husband or alpha husband?
Is there a C option?
There's no C. You either beta or you alpha.
Oh, God.
Amazing conversation, fun conversation, but interesting and fun at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can become a member of the Fallen State.tv. You can become a member right there on YouTube and locals.com. So support us. I do appreciate it. We've got a lot of work to do. Helping us. You're helping us to help others. Thank you. And then fellowship on Sunday. Fellowship on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. All are invited. And you can watch it if you're out of town or just don't feel like coming lazy. You can watch it online at rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. All right. Number one, let me just thank you all. As you, most of you know, yesterday was my birthday, and I turned 76, I think, right, James?
That's right.
76. I'm one year younger than Israel. How can you be 1 year younger than a country? But I am. But what I want to do is say to all of you, thank you for wishing me happy birthday. The gifts, the everything. I mean, it was overwhelming. And thank you. I don't take it for granted. So thank you all very, very, very much. The love that was poured out yesterday was mind-blowing. So thank you all very, very, very much. All right? I do appreciate it. And it doesn't... it doesn't. And I say this because when I was young, I always thought being 50 and older, maybe even 40 or something older, would be different than what it is right now. I don't know what I thought I would be like, maybe in a wheelchair or retired. Or, I always thought it would be like really awful to be 76. Think about that. What? But it doesn't seem that way. It doesn't feel that way. Now, I know my body got old, whatever. But it doesn't, the energy level through the roof, it doesn't seem to be that way. And I never really, really think about my age at all. To be real, just like I never think about being black. You know, people like, I'm black and I'm proud. I'm messing that. I don't think about it. And then people ask me about it. And then I have to think about it. But I don't think about my age. But anyway, thank you enough about me. Thank you all so much for the birthday celebration to my staff and the viewers and listeners on the radio and Father's Day and everywhere. Thank you. My family members, thank you all. Oh, amazing. I even got birthday celebration from people I hadn't heard from in a long time. And I'm like, what? So thank you. All right. One other quick thing. Hey, what do you think about the purchase sign behind you? Have you noticed it?
I have noticed it.
What do you think?
I think it gets two thumbs up from Hake. Looks pretty cool.
It actually looks pretty sharp when someone's sitting there.
Yeah. The Punchin.TV, I have own network, thanks to you all. And John made the sign.
Yeah.
John, thank you, man. And what an amazing thing, we put up the Punchin sign the same day of my birthday. Amazing! Amazing. Even though I don't think it was intended to happen that way because John made it, I had already made it, but it was perfect.
Very cool.
We got to hang it a little better. We're just trying to figure out, make sure we put it right in the right spot. So thank you, John. John is very talented.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out, John. And I can't say, but John is the daddy to Sean. And Sean is very talented, too. Like son, like daddy, like son. Talented men. Thank you very, very, very much. That was a...
We were thinking about flying Sean here to install this thing.
I know. Sean is so talented. He know where to put everything. He know how to fix anything. He know where to hang the pictures and everything. He has just the eyesight for that. And so I would think maybe we should fly Sean in to hang the sign.
Otherwise, it won't get done.
But because of my appreciation, I'm going to make sure, enjoy all Friday, I'm going to make sure this sign get hung.
Indeed.
In a perfect way. Come hell or high water. And speaking of hell or high water, white folks, I have told you 1,000 times, you better move away from the blacks. It ain't going to get better. They hate you. And until they overcome their heart of being hateful, it's going to only get worse. Because the so-called leadership and others, they're pushing the anger of the blacks like nothing going north. Because they get money and power from it. They're protected away from it, right? And the blacks don't know that they're being encouraged to be destructive. They think their anger is justified. And there's never, ever, 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 but never a reason to be angry. Never. But they don't know that. And they don't know they're being used by evil in their own imagination and evil outside of them, inside of others. They're black leadership. And it's going to get worse. And, you know, President Trump brought some white people here from South Africa because of white genocide. And it is real over there. It is happening. And quiet as it kept, it's happening in America. And it's going to get worse in the same way it is in South Africa. You can bank on that. So I would suggest, do what you want. I used to tell white people, let the guilt go. You're not responsible for black people. I used to write about that. I used to write different articles, World at Delhi and other places. And I would write white people, hey, I'm like, why do you feel guilty about the black? Well, we feel guilty about the slave. But you have anything to do with it. And blacks are not suffering not one dime, 1 minute from slavery in any form. But the whites wouldn't listen, and then they had the knockout games. And now every day, the blacks are literally attacking whites in ways that is mind-blowing and getting away with it. News Nation is reporting deputies are investigating an incident involving a man who was beaten, stripped, and robbed for allegedly yelling racial slurs inside a Mississippi club on Sunday. Watch this from Fox 13.
To you at home. They say he didn't go to the hospital until today. He believes he may have a broken jaw. Meanwhile, CJ's Lounge is now closed. Police say that they were operating without a beer or a business license. Holly Springs police say cell phone footage they provided to Fox 13 News shows a Tippah County man who has been stripped naked. They say the people who attacked him are seen pouring on him what investigators believe to be beer. Officers say seconds before they hit, kicked, and stomped nearly every part of his body.
The guy walked in, and he was very aggressive.
Miles Stone says he was at CJ's Lounge on Memphis Street late Saturday night into Sunday morning.
Other guys in the area was listening, trying to remain calm. We asked them, they asked for him to leave quietly.
But police say the man continued to call the patrons the N-word. Holly Springs police provided another video of the man outside the bar. Speaking erratically, throwing what investigators believe to be gang signs.
Amazing. Over the past 3 months, and by the way, these people, they don't have, according to the report, no liquor license or anything. Because they're black, they can get away with it. And if this mayor, if he was using the N-word, why would a word make you so mad you want to beat up somebody like that? What's wrong with you that you can be controlled by words? And why do you think that's normal? Why do you think it's normal to be controlled by words? Good, feel good words or be a bad words? Why do you think that's normal? It's not normal for human beings to be controlled by words. It's just a word. But someone can call you a word and you trip out. You become afraid. You become angry. You become this or that. And you think that's normal. Over the past 3 months, Holly Springs police have received 30 calls about the Mississippi Club. Now the police chief is urging the district attorney to declare it a nuisance. Why this?
When they was scuffling and stuff outside, he was still trying to fight. He still was saying the N-word, N-word. Man, F-U-N's, F-U-N's.
Officers say the attackers used poles and sticks to beat him.
So you don't think this is a problem spot?
I do not think. I think it's a positive spot.
But Holly Springs police disagree. The police chief estimates they've been to some 30 calls over the last 3 months CJ's has been open. They say there have been fights, guns found inside, and a man shot in the foot. The chief tells me they're pushing the district attorney to declare it a nuisance.
I'm not standing for anything like that. However, we have to live with our choices, and he made a choice by going into there aggressively, and he has to live with the choice he's made.
And they say it seemed to be drunk. He seemed to be drunk. A drunk man doesn't know what he's doing, right? And so this guy said, oh, it's a positive thing. See how black people call good evil and evil good? They think to be violent and non-productive and very destructive and angry and blaming and all that. They said it's positive. And you put them in control of your country. And the white people who have been brought here from South Africa, all you've done is come to another South African country. It's like jumping out of the skillet into the fire. The same thing is happening America, and it's happening in all of the white built and controlled countries. It's a spiritual battle. And they treated, according to this report, they treated that man, he seemed to be drunk, but they treated him in that condition. Nor, I don't know if they knew he was drunk. But well, they had to know because he was all stumbling. I don't know if he was drunk. But they treated him with violence, and they're okay with it. And I do want to add, over the past 70 years, prior to 70 years, black people were not this way. Really. They led the way and treated people the way that they would like to be treated. When I was growing up, I didn't grow up around black violence or black people who were violent. I did not. And I grew up around black people. Majority, all black people, I ran into some white folks, but it wasn't around then. Because black people had control of their own life. They didn't have leaders. They didn't have black leaders trying to make money by encouraging them to be angry. And that's what the civil rights movement was all about. It's the worst thing, other than abortion, it's the worst thing that has ever happened to the blacks. They've only gotten worse. And now there's black fatigue. Nobody want to be bothered with them anymore. They're sick of them. Every race want to move away from the blacks. There was some black guy over at Costco recently destroying it, just running over the place, knocking down computers and merchandises, and the worker was running away from it. They're like, no, don't touch him, don't touch him. You can't stop him. And the police ain't coming back because the black people got rid of the police. And you said, yes, blacks, we'll work with you to get rid of the police. And now you have no protection. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to New Hampshire and talk to a first-time caller, Lamont. Lamont, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I was listening to your show. I'm a little excited, so just bear with my excitement, because I noticed you when I first saw you on the internet. I was listening to your words, and I heard you say, stay conscious. And I was like, I'm conscious all the time. You know, I look around. But then when you say stay conscious for yourself, that's when my whole life changed. And I just wanted to thank you, because it felt like I was almost there in life, but I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I hear your stories. I hear everybody's stories. Even I can relate to your story, how you say that you try to commit suicide twice from a girl, you know, with pills. And I'm like, I did the same thing. Like, I literally got my stomach pumped out, and I did that because a girl was going to leave me.
Yeah.
So I'm just listening to you, and I just keep listening to you, and I'm just like, he's right. You know, everything's good. The world is what it is, right? They say that the world is perfect. And I don't understand what that means, but everybody is just, I don't know. I'm just kind of confused about it, too, at the same time, because I try to figure it out, and then I say, nope, those are not even my thoughts to even worry about.
Absolutely.
So I just try to stay, not all the time, right, because it's hard to be conscious all the time, because you will slip. But, I just wanted to just touch base with you and just say hi and just let you know that I'm another black person that's trying to stay conscious and just trying to be positive in life for myself, not for anybody else.
That's right. Amazing. Right. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
So when you said that, I was so scared. I was like, because at first you was like, yeah, you know, like the fear you have is just with your mother. And I'm like, you know, let me just see what's up with this. So I called my mom's because I'm in New Hampshire. I live in New Hampshire, but I'm from New York. It's not a far drive. And I called her, and I was scared. I was like, oh, my God. But then I said, you know, I forgive you because I know that you just did the best that you could do. And I have a story, but, you know, it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, everybody has a story. So I have a story, too, with that, you know. And it was hard for me to even get to that point because I really did hate her. I was like, I hate my mom.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I was like, I really hate her. I hate everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I was such a player, but I didn't want to be alone. And I felt that somebody was following me, you know, all this fear, But I was like, you know what? I forgive you. And she just kind of was like clueless, like, okay. And I'm like, I want to go down to New York this summer just so I can go talk to her and face to face and just say that.
How did you know you were afraid of her before you, before you realized you need to go and forgive her? Did you know you were afraid of your mother?
No, I was mad at my mom's.
Yeah,
I was mad. I was very mad. Just a quick story, real quick. My mother, so she almost didn't have me, and she had a best friend named Lee. And her best friend and my mom's, they was, you know, best friends, whatever. And my so Lee found out that my mom's was at the abortion clinic. This was in the 70s. And so my best friend, I mean, so her best friend, Lee, she went to the abortion clinic, told her, don't do it. You know, have the kid, which is me. And then a few months later, I popped out. So I popped out. And for some reason, I couldn't call my mom's Lee. I mean, I couldn't call my mom's mom. I have to call her Lee. And I didn't know that for years until my sister said, why are you calling our mom's Lee? And I said, yeah, why am I calling her Lee? Let me go over there and talk to her. So my mom's told me the story. And I think I hated her for that.
Right on. Amazing.
Right. Yes.
Well, and you stay with, how old are you now?
I'm 46. Seven. I'm going to be 48 this year.
But how old are you today?
How old am I today?
Yes.
Today, I feel like a brand new person. but I could tell you something. Yeah, go ahead.
You're 47, right?
I'm 47 right now.
Lamont, I want to encourage you, man. You're on your way now to overcoming the fallen state. You're waking up. And if you stay with this, do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer, and practice staying away from thoughts and emotions.
Yes.
And emotions, you have not seen the amazing life that you were created to lead, to live. It only gets better, all right?
Yes, thank you.
You stay with it, man.
I am. Can I just say one more thing real quick?
Real fast.
Okay, thank you. I know because of time. And I like when you say that because it does put you in conscious mode. Like, hey, stay conscious. When I heard you say, you know, be aware of yourself, I come to the conclusion that...
Hold on, buddy.
Go ahead.
Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're going into Memorial Day weekend for we Americans. This Monday is Memorial Day. And, wow, cool. The Senate is iffy, seems to be iffy, on whether they will pass Trump's budget bill. We shall see. And Harvard, per the Trump administration, cannot, at least at this point, enroll international students anymore. Wow. That's going to be a major hit. No more of those foreign Asian students. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, Black Friday, May 23rd, AD 2024. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls in just a few minutes, okay? Just a few moments. But it is fake news, not fake news. We will get to your super chats as well as your calls and more great stories. Okay, hang tight. Call Me Nonsense Network, CNN reports many Americans, so-called, will spend Memorial Day weekend barbecuing, shopping, because they have these sales probably, right? Watching movies, degenerate, and celebrating the unofficial start of summer. Oh, yeah, the beach may be crowded. The beaches may be crowded and dangerous, by the way, because the seals or sea lions are all sick and rabid or whatever. And also, who knows what may happen. Be careful with the crowds, terror attacks, and things like that. Always a danger nowadays. Thanks a lot, Obama. But it's also a time to honor all members of the U.S. military who have died in so-called service to the so-called nation or government, which is evil. Remember the fallen. Visiting cemeteries or memorials, or pause for a moment of silence. Says CNN. I hadn't heard this before, I don't think. At 3 p.m., local time, I guess, to reflect on the day's true purpose. That's kind of a nice suggestion, right? I think. Shout out to the commies. The commies. The un-American commies, CNN. Anyway, our greatest president on this budget bill, Trump's sweeping tax and spending cuts package, which passed the House yesterday, is running into some resistance from his own party in the Senate, the Rhinos. Senate Majority Leader John Thune does not agree with the big tax deduction that it will win that it gives New York's House Republicans. Huh. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Senatress Lisa Murkowski, a big Rhino, railed against the bill's work requirements for Medicaid. Senator Josh Hawley, he wants a bigger child tax credit. And Senator Rand Paul vowed to oppose the bill because it raises the debt limit. Fiscal hawks want bigger cuts to federal spending. Somebody's got to be the dad that says, I know y'all want to go to Disney World, but we can't afford it, unquote. Guess I'm going to be that guy, so said Senator Ron Johnson, who's a big disappointment, I think. I think he's a sleaze bag. I could be wrong. Sorry, Ron Johnson, if I'm wrong. And I guess I should be sorry a little bit, even if I'm right, because that's not a nice thing to say. But it's true, I think, maybe. On the other side of the aisle, demon rats, I call them, the Democrats. Sorry, Democrats, you're sleazy. Are slamming their rivals for slashing federal support of so-called safety net programs like Medicaid and evil food stamps. Degenerates. Anyway, Harvard, the Trump administration on Thursday revoked Harvard's ability to enroll international students by terminating its student and exchange visitor program certification. Now they're considering doing the same thing to other universities. Quote, this should be a warning to every other university to get your act together, unquote. So said Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem on Fox News. Harvard and Trump officials been at odds for months over the administration's demands that these so-called Ivy League schools change their hiring and admission requirements, eliminate DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, ridiculousness, communism, and alter rules for on-campus protests, meaning riots, or face major losses of federal funding. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. All right? And I am here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time, heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. So you can podcast the show if you're too busy to watch it, but you'd like to listen as it is happening. You can call the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131 on your cell phone or your iPhone, iPad or whatever. 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk and bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Open Line Friday, and it is Black Friday. This is what like it. It was like this then.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
And the things that you do, I want to hate you, but Trump won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? I want to go back to Lamont, a first-time caller out of New Hampshire. Lamar is black, and he realized he did have a hatred for his mother. He went and forgave, and now he's starting to see. Lamar, you wanted to make another statement or question before I had to put you on hold there.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
When you said stay conscious and stick with it, when you're conscious, it's scary because you notice there's nobody else that's can help you.
Yes.
Right? Because nobody can help you.
Yeah.
So what I experienced real quick is that when you said that, you know, I used to look around. You know, I'm from New York, so I used to be vigilant, very aware of my surroundings. But that's not being conscious.
That's right.
With yourself. So I realized, since you said that, I had some discomforting pain down in my groin area. Around that area.
Yes.
And I didn't know what it was. And something dropped. Basically, my intestines went through my muscles and it dropped. And I didn't know. So I put it back up and I'm like, okay, whatever, right? Because there's nobody around me. So whatever. And then a few months later, it happened again. And then when you said be aware, I said, well, look at myself. Let me go to the doctors. It was a hernia. I had a hernia for a few years and didn't even know it.
Yeah.
So nobody can help you.
That's right.
Right.
Absolutely.
And thank you. And I really appreciate this. And I also stopped smoking, too, because I said, why am I smoking? Like, I'm asking myself questions that I never asked.
Right on.
Right. So thank you again. I appreciate it. And I will make another call, you know, because there's so many stories, you know.
Right on.
One quick question
I want to ask.
Yes.
And do you have a relationship with your father? You and your father get along?
I don't have one because she said that he left. You know, they always say, you know, father left. And because I lived in the projects, so the father wasn't able to live with us anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't have one. I know his side of the family. I know he has I'm the 13th son from him. He's Jamaican. And that's all I know. So when I go back to New York, I'm going to ask about my father. I heard he's right down the street. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm with it. And I'm just going to stay with it and try to understand myself.
And make sure you do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer. And just watch the not you. You're not your thoughts. Yeah. You're not the emotion, the good or the bad. You're not your body. So just watch and practice staying present, Lamont. And it can only get better. It's just going to be amazing. Stay with it, all right?
Thank you very much, Jesse. I appreciate everything. For real.
You're welcome. Okay.
All right.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Wayne out of Texas.
Good morning,
Jesse. Wayne, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Happy belated.
Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate it, man.
And to all the veterans out there, you know, thank you for your service.
Is Monday Veteran Day?
Yeah, or something. I don't know what it is.
I heard Hayes say Monday or something.
Memorial Day. I don't know what it is, man.
I've been told Memorial Day. Okay, in my head, I've been told Memorial Day. Right on.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Yes. So I had two things, right? I just wanted to pass and say something. But I know if I pass and say it, you will stay on the topic a long time. But the crashes that we have, right, we have to distinguish between private pilot crashes and commercial pilot crashes because it's like people driving cars as opposed to people driving tractor trailers. So a lot of I've been following accidents, and there are about fatal accidents every week. Every week, there are about two fatal accidents.
You mean like an airplane with planes?
With the four-seater, the small planes, yes.
Amazing. And it's because of DEI.
Well, no, DEI doesn't have anything to do with the small plane.
Why do you say that?
Because it's just like me going and buying a car and driving my own car.
But I noticed that, so small planes are owned by private owners. Are you saying that?
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
I see.
I don't have to go and get a job or anything like that. I have my money, I buy my car.
And so the private owners, are they trying to fly their own planes?
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so there's a little difference, you know, the commercial guys versus the private guys. So
Thank you.
Crash we had just recently was a private guy. So
Thank
just
you,
keep
man.
An eye on that.
Right on.
All right. Now, the next thing I had was I wanted to address hope.
Do you have hope from the standpoint?
Yes, I have hope.
You have hope. And what is hope? How do you know you have it?
For me, hope is just a positive assurance of the victory of good over evil. Like I am sure that no matter what I see, like all our world is going to crap and all that kind, I have a confidence that in the end, good is going to triumph over evil.
So you have hope.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you get it from?
Where did I get it from?
Yes.
That's my next thing. I have a working knowledge of the Bible. I claim to be a Christian. This is why I called. As a Christian person, do you think a Christian should have a working knowledge of the Bible?
No.
No?
No, I don't even know what that means, but where did you get the hope from?
Where did I get it from?
No, where did you get the hope from?
Reading the Bible.
And so you read the Bible. So you had no hope before you read the Bible?
Exactly.
And then you read the Bible, and then you read the Bible, and you got some hope?
Yes. Well,
how did you get hope from the Bible?
Because reading the Bible pointed me to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior and started doing the silent prayer and forgave my mother and all that stuff, that's how I got the hope.
But you weren't doing a silent prayer forgiving your mother before you heard from me that you should forgive your mother, right?
That is correct. But,
and so, but
it
how
was
did...
in the Bible. When you said it,
yeah.
Everything, all the pieces came together.
Right on.
Because I knew in the Bible that Jesus said, you know, if you have your gift, when you come to the altar and you have a beef with your partner,
yes.
not your partner, anybody, go settle the beef, leave your gift at the altar and come back. I knew that.
Right on.
So when you said your stuff, it rang a bell. I mean, it just, everything just fell. It's like all the jigsaw pieces fell into place.
And that makes sense. But when you said, you asked me, did I have a work in something with the Bible, what'd you ask?
No, I didn't ask you. I said, as a Christian man, should a Christian man have a working knowledge of the Bible?
No. I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
That means that you should know.
What does that mean, a working knowledge?
That
what
means
does that,
that you
mean,
know,
a working knowledge of the Bible?
That means that you should know, like, for example, Christ came, he died on the cross, and then he's for your sins. And, you know, that's you should have that knowledge. That's a working knowledge.
And what good has it done you to know that?
Oh, man, it does me a lot of good.
Like
when,
what?
It keeps me on the way, like focused, that so I can walk without thoughts. Because Christ's resurrection to me is when we ascend, when we get to the point where we're not in the past, we're not in the future, we're right in the present. We're in the presence of God. We have ascended to God. That's what Christ's resurrection means to me.
But
we have Christ in us, each of us.
I don't know what you're talking about, but let me ask. What would happen if you never had the Bible to you? Would you ever have hope?
Absolutely, I would.
How?
Absolutely, I would.
How?
Because the Bible is not God. The Bible is a pointer.
How do you
to God
know you? If that's true, why do you think you need a work in something of the Bible?
So if I'm a pilot, I'm just going to compare it to a pilot. If I say I'm a pilot, but I do not know what an aileron is, am I really a pilot?
I don't understand that.
If I say I know the internet, right? I'm a technician, but I don't know what Google is.
But you don't even know who God is.
You don't know either.
No,
I don't know who God is.
You don't. So how do you know you believe in God?
How do I know I believe in God? Because I stand in his presence daily without thought, and he guides me.
Those are just words.
It's not a no.
Those are just words.
No, I'm actually there, Jesse.
No, you're just speaking words.
Well, how you know that?
Because what you're saying doesn't make any sense.
Well, I've been doing the silent prayer for two years now.
I know, but you're still stuck in knowledge. You have not let knowledge go.
Okay. All right.
Why don't you let knowledge go?
I have.
No, you haven't. All you're doing is speaking knowledge.
So what am I? I cannot talk to you about stuff?
Yeah, but you still...
We can't share?
Right, we can, of course. But you're just speaking knowledge. What would happen if you let hope go? I had no hope. What would happen to you?
Hope is not something like, I hope that this is going to happen. Hope is just, the man said, intangible.
What would happen to you if you let hope go and you had no hope?
I do not rely on hope, Jesse.
What would happen to you if you had no hope?
Well, if you put it that way, I have no hope.
No, that was a question. What would happen if you had no hope?
I'd live in the presence of the Most High.
How do you know that?
Because I've done it already.
But you said you had hope.
Yeah.
Is
Hope the girl that works at Kentucky Fry? That's the girl that works at Kentucky Fry?
I got to go. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
All right, thanks.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Amazing. Oh, amazing. 888-7753-773. Thank you, Wayne. Let me go to Teddy out of Canada. Teddy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Alliance.
Teddy.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hold on, Teddy. Let me know when Teddy's ready. I'll come back. Don't hang up, Teddy. I'll come back to you when you're ready. Let me go. Omar, there, let me know. Omar out of Arizona. Omar, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how are you? Can you hear me?
All is well.
Wonderful. I want to answer that biblical question and have a comment about Donald Trump.
What do you prefer, anger? Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both.
Jesse, you allow me 10 seconds here to answer this. I had to reflect on this thing.
Hey, Omar, come back to your phone.
So I had, can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
So I had a whole week to reflect on this, and I realized that I think I want understanding, but my actions, and when I do the silent prayer and I really think about it, I actually prefer anger. But my mind tells me I want understanding, if that makes sense.
But you prefer anger?
I think I prefer understanding, but when I really observe and watch my action, when I observe myself and see the things I do as I work on myself, it seems as if I really do prefer anger over understanding.
So the biblical question is, which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. And you're responding to the biblical question. You say you prefer what?
I think anger. Anger, when really look at it.
And why do you prefer anger?
Because I'm still working on myself, and I see that within me there's still a little bit of anger there that it doesn't come up anymore, but it's still there. So not because it doesn't manifest itself outwardly, because I can see it and stop it before, see the stabs, but I know it's still there. And every now and then I get thoughts of trying to get me angry, and I can stop it, but that means I'm still preferring, I'm still choosing anger. I'm not there yet to choose the understanding first.
And so that's why you prefer anger?
Yes, internally.
Right on. Thank you so much, Omar. I appreciate it. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Amazing. I'll let you know. We'll discuss this on Sunday. Thank you, Omar. Hold on. I want to get this in real fast. Thank you, Omar. I want to get this in. I've said over and over again. I said over and over again. White people, y'all better be trying to separate from the blacks. Self-separation. Self-deport. You better get one of those iPhones from Kristen Noel. And then report on it and do self-deporting because it's going to get worse for you. It's going to be worse for the whole country because anger is very destructive and it destroys everybody, everything around it. So I'm telling you right now, except for those blacks who are waking up, and there are black men and women, you heard one call, who are starting to wake up. But that's going to be few and far. The anger is a mess. Action News 5 is reporting. Claiborne Temple, a Memphis church held as an epicenter during this so-called, they say civil rights movement, I'm saying so-called civil rights movement, has suffered against damage after catching fire and burning down the early morning on April 28. Watch this from WREG News 3.
Tears fill the eyes of several onlookers at the historic Claiborne Temple on Monday as firefighters work to battle the blaze.
This building means something to people all over the world because of what happened here.
Claiborne Temple was officially named a national treasure in 2018. A fire investigation is now underway after Memphis police called the fire department just after 1:30 a.m.
It's a place that not only changed Memphis, but changed the world. Those iconic
I Am a Man posters were strategized and put together right in this space.
Dr. Martin Luther King planned to march with sanitation workers from Claiborne Temple before his assassination at the Lorraine Motel. His wife, Coretta Scott King, led strikers and thousands of supporters in his place.
We have spent a lot of time and money to protect this building and to protect this space and to bring her back to life. But this morning, I'm just grieving for all the people who were married in the building or whose mama had their funeral here or thinking about Larry Payne.
Right. All thrill. She's having a big old, good old thrill right now. What the? But anyway, Martin Luther King, Coretta Scott was a mess. But anyway, that's a different story. The Memphis fire chief, which is a female, here's her response to the fire. Watch this.
The fire department is working with ATF to figure out how the fire started.
We'll have to have an engineer look at the building to see if what you see standing can be left to stand.
Amazing. A female fire chief. I wonder if this is part of Dr. King's dream, and this is what he saw when he went up to the mountaintop and he looked over. And he saw the glory of the coming of the Lord. Is this what Martin Luther King saw? I'm wondering. Because the blacks have only gotten worse. Not all, but most. They have not heard about the dreams. I don't even know if they know about the dream team. Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin, the dream team. Memphis Fire Department announced Wednesday that the fire was intentionally set, and they released an image of the person they're searching for, ABC 24.
The historic Claiborne Temple, long a symbol of faith and the fight for civil rights, was nearly destroyed in an April 28th fire. Now, investigators confirm it was arson.
After seeing the devastating loss of such a beautiful and historic structure, to now know that the fire was set intentional just adds to the frustration.
The Memphis Fire Department stated that the fire was intentionally set inside the church. They have identified this person of interest in connection, though his name has not been released. Pastor J. Lawrence Turner says he was excited to see it be restored.
I was hopeful that if they could rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral, in Paris, France, they could do the very same thing right here in Memphis, Tennessee, because this is an iconic and important monument to the legacy of civil rights.
Amazing. You're black. Black people always compare, well, if they can build that white church over there in Europe, wherever, they should be able to build this iconic thing here in Memphis. Amazing. I can't understand his note.
I'm familiar with that pastor. I used him in an intro for Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, yeah?
He was like crying. Well, not crying, but just talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Either Ketanji Brown Jackson or that dean of that school or something, but she was some strong black woman.
When you cry, you're lying. When she's crying, she's lying. What a mess. 888-7753-773. Dr. King's dream has become a nightmare. That must have been a dream where he had too many tamales or ribs that night, because it had been nothing but a nightmare for the blacks and for the country and for the world. I suggest you take control of your own life. As Timothy, the caller from New Hampshire, called, he black. He finally realized, hey, I can't see. I thought I could see. But now, Lamont from New Hampshire. not Timothy Lamont. Lamont, thank you. I thought I could see black people. You need to forgive your mama, honestly, and your daddy. Return to your father. Forgive him for not protecting you from mama's spirit. Your anger comes from there. It's not your own. Super chat.
Super chat.
Gregatron said,
"Are you feeling sick?
Who, me?
No, not you. No, me. Are you feeling sick?
No, I don't think so.
How you feel?
I feel fine. How do I look?
You let you not. Don't faint. All right. Super Jack.
Good thing this couch is soft.
Yeah.
Gregatron says, Jesse, you don't talk about bugs anymore. The bugs anymore. Remember when you used to say, oh, you going to eat the bugs? What happened to the bugs, Jesse?
We had a story about the bugs. We just didn't get to it. They're trying to encourage you to eat bugs. They said Jesus ate them. But, amazing. Thank you.
thank you, Gregatron. Someone, I set a reminder every day, and it says Revelation 21:6. Remember, it is done. To remind me never to forget that I'm free.
Right on. Thank you.
Tom, coffee.
Stay with it.
Good morning, Jesse and Hake. I totally understand why God kicked Satan out of heaven. It's because he never shuts up. He's like my two-year-old, just whines and whines. I would have kicked him out, too.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, several cash apps, a few anyway. First one says, pithy. Second one says, South African president trumped and body shamed. Amazing. Body slammed, shamed.
Trump told him. South African mayor had a cow, president had a cow eat the cabbage. It was amazing. Thank you.
And Anthony says, big, beautiful bill passed, at least the House. I don't know about the Senate. What does Trump have to say?
I got to check. Oh, they're going to pass the bill. The bill is going to pass.
Basically, all I've done is keep my promise.
Wow. That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it.
Swift Key says, I live in South Africa. I am a colored, and my wife is mixed, Portuguese and Indian features. She was an abandoned baby when she was 3 months. But if we could and sponsored to get to America, we would.
Right on. What color is he?
He's colored.
What color?
Colored is a South African race.
But what color is he?
I'm searching it on the
internet. Is he a white?
Coloreds, no. Coloreds are multiracial people in South Africa.
Oh, he mixed with black and white?
Perhaps. Between Europeans, Africans, and Asians.
Oh, so he could mix.
So he could be any of those things.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and I wish you well.
A mixture.
But welcome to America if you make it. But believe me, you're coming into the same situation. It's just not as bad yet, but it's going to get that way because they're allowing the blacks to take over America, too, our government. And these blacks are going to vote in all type of laws. Amazing. Thank you.
Quartus 41 on Rumble yesterday. Good morning. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you. It was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Quartus. Nikki. Generous 20 coffees yesterday. Happy birthday, Jesse. Wishing you an amazing year filled with grace, light, and joy.
Thank you, Nikki. I received that. Thank you. Really, thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble. Happy birthday, Uncle Jesse, yesterday. Big smile. Here's to another year of coonin'. Shuckin' jivers, beware. The real life Uncle Ruckus is coming for you.
There you go. Amazing. Thank you.
Chris, nice. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Amazing. Let me take a quick break.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing. Back in a quick moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. Quick announcement. Number one, for shout-out, I do shout-outs for you. Whatever the shout-out might be, birthday shout-out, departing from America, back to your country shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs, wedding, congratulations, whatever it is, I will do them for you. Go to Cameo. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. And check out our merch. Amazing merch. Hats and t-shirts and one like the t-shirt I have on now. No such thing as racism. When she crying, she lying. Your mama didn't leave you. He left your daddy. All kinds of stuff. What?
Other way around.
When your mama, your daddy didn't leave you. He left your mama. But the mama wants you to think that daddy left you. And it just ain't true. Punchy's coffee. Amazing coffee. Unfortunately, for right now, we can't ship coffee overseas. But all the merch, we can. But hopefully Trump is working that out. Where we can get you the coffee. All right, and make donations to Bar. We need your support. I am being reminded, you need to let the people know, Justin, they need to financially support us too. And there are people doing it, but some people forget, and they're like, oh, yeah, he did help me. Let me help him help others. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or jessaleepeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop, or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, and thank you all in advance. All right? Amazing. Let me go back to some Super Chats and then back to the phone.
Super Chat. Lin Yen Shin, you can't understand, but those incapable of breathing through their nose and those who choose to take up mouth breathing, they are all subhuman. Only 1 in 10 people have the potential to be human, says Lin Yen Shin.
So breathing through your mouth, not it's subhuman?
Yep.
Well, everybody's subhuman. And then breathe through your nose is human?
Mm-hmm.
How about if you have to put tape over your nose to keep your mouth shut?
Tape over your mouth to keep your nose breathing?
Yeah, however. Remember Sean's...
Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you. Amazing.
John, super, super happy Bible Thumper Thursday yesterday.
Bible Thumper Thursday is amazing. Thank you.
BBT. But no, it should be BTT, Bible Thumper Thursday.
Right.
But you put BBT. Nice.
Thank you.
Lin Yen Shin, actual humans are rare, though more apt to emerge in the host nation as opposed to us POC. Lord Goodhair, this is the gist to clear up my human birth rate comment.
Amazing. Thank you.
I understand.
And you're Lord Goodhair,
right? That's right.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you.
It's a meme, guys. Tin Man 801, happy birthday, Jesse. Appreciate you.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. I appreciate that.
On Pilled.net, Jesse Lee Peterson's channel.
I love Pilled.net. Hey, yeah. Pilled.net.
Rhett66, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Justin, 5 coffees. Happy birthday, JLP.
Thank you.
Ronnie from Ohio, happy birthday, Uncle Jesse.
Thank you, Ronnie. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Natalie, happy birthday, Jesse. Thank you for being you and doing what you do.
And thank you for helping us, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. All right? Thank you.
Lynn on X, happy birthday, Jesse. You changed my life. Now I find out you have the same birthday as I do. What a great day.
That's amazing. Happy birthday, Lynn. We're the same birth Gemini thing that Donald Trump is. I rest my case.
Really?
Yeah, Lynn, if she's born in May, she's a Gemini as well.
And then he's
June.
He's that degenerate astrological sign too.
Gemini?
June? Yeah.
Gemini is degenerate?
Well, all astrology is evil.
Who said that?
My mom. My mom's Christian.
And my mama don't like you.
My mom.
Amazing. Thank you.
Games for Rec.
Well, happy birthday, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Games for Rec with a diamond. Happy birthday to ya.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Scrap the planet. Have an amazing birthday, Jesse. We love you.
I love you back, and thank you.
Z Pie, or is it? You are my third favorite friend to have a birthday on the 23rd. It's not the 23rd?
22nd.
It's 22nd. This person must be over on, like, in Australia. Or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Jesse was born on the 23rd if you're in Australia. And the moment he was born, it was already the 23rd.
Oh, that's
if you're
deep.
In Australia or New Zealand or somewhere.
Yeah. What?
On the time of day that you were born.
If I move to New Zealand, I got to say my birthday is the 23rd.
Yeah. Something like that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I base it on American time.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm living in New Zealand, but it's already the 23rd. And they already had their 22nd, but I don't wake up in the morning until the 23rd. I said my birthday is the 23rd. What a mess. Thank you.
Fazul, happy birthday, JLP. Black don't crack.
That's for sure.
As always, Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Manda, happy, happy birthday, Jesse. I want to answer the biblical question.
Thank you, Amanda. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both.
I choose understanding. Choose peace, not anger.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you for the birthday wish.
Aries 1 gifted 10 Jesse Lee Peterson memberships.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin, happy birthday, Jesse. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy birthday. Oh, no. Thank you for the birthday wish. Thank you.
Commander Kim with a Rumble rant. Yesterday, Trump told the South African president in front of the whole world how the cow ate the cabbage while calling out the fake news. Doubleheader. Amazing.
And he, the little South African man, like, oh, I want to play golf. Don't talk about that. Let's play golf. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Over on Buy Me a Coffee. Oh, no. This is YouTube. No commercials says, happy birthday, Jesse. Thanks for everything.
Thank you. Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin, remember, observate is not a real word. Observe is.
Amazing. Is he white?
Basically.
Oh, nice. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Z-Pie.
So no such word as observe.
No, observe is the word, not observate.
Why not observate?
Because it's, like, ridiculous.
That word doesn't even exist?
Nope.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. It must came out of the hood then.
Indeed it did.
Amazing. Thank you.
Z-Pie, or is it South Africa living in my imagination?
Someone know?
South Africa living in my imagination.
Amazing. Thank you.
Angband Art digging deep down the sock for this one. Happy birthday to ya.
Thank you. Amazing.
That's cool, Angband.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Lin Yun Chin says, Derek, you may be a mere Bible thumper, but your sapience index is the highest out of everyone in this panel, even JLP. Nick has the highest IQ there.
What's a sapient impact?
Sapience? He's the most human.
Sapient index?
Sapience index.
What does that mean?
Means that he is the most sensible, even being a Bible thumper. Sapience index, or at least potential for sapience. Thank
you. Whatever. Thank you.
He's very chill. I concur.
He is. He really is. Amazing. I hope you hear that, Derek.
Yeah.
Not only are you a coon, you're a Saper Index.
Uncle Ruckus, I want to sing in church on Sunday.
Nice.
Fazul, Trump shines the light of truth. The Father is with Trump.
That's what manner of man is this. The whole world obeys him. Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Nice. Thank you. Let me go to Donald, a first-time caller out of Memphis, Tennessee. Donald, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Did you say your birthday was yesterday?
Yes, May 22nd.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you. My birthday was May 20th, so
a lot of good men's
birthdays. Yes, a lot of good men's birthdays are in May. So
May is something
else. God bless
else.
You and your family.
Thank yes, you, buddy. Yes, I totally appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I was calling because I did hear you ask that question about which one would you rather prefer, anger or understanding?
Right. That's the biblical question. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both.
Yes, sir. I prefer understanding because, like you said, anger is one short way of saying danger. And basically, if you're angry all the time, you can't have the Spirit of God in you because the Spirit of the Lord is about love, peace, being helpful, grateful, pleasant. And the first commandment is to love thy neighbor. So you have to have love, whether it's regardless of race, color, or if you dislike someone. God says you still have to love them. That's a part of his commandment. That's why that's the first commandment, because you can't enter the kingdom of God without having love inside of you.
Amazing. I want to respond to that, Donna, but I got to wait until Sunday, and I do appreciate your response. Thank you. But I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you love all people?
Yes.
And did you forgive your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
Yes.
Right on. You stay with it, man. I want to respond to your response to the biblical question, but I got to...
Can I say one more thing?
What was it like when you forgave your mother?
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Jeff?
When you went and forgave your mother, what did she say?
She didn't accept it.
What did she say?
She basically just, you know, act like that I was not telling the truth when I asked for forgiveness. My parents, basically, they're not into basically being biblical people.
Yeah.
They didn't pray and stuff like that. But I had to seek God and find God on my own as a teenager.
There you go. Right on.
I had to do things that parents are not doing today. That's why you have so many young people that are committing all these crimes right now, because the parents are not training the child up the way that he should go.
Yeah.
And then that way the Lord can guide and direct their path. Parents are not doing it. That's why you got all these young teens committing crimes. Like you said, it's a lot of things going black people's way, but that's not the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
The reason why that is going their way, because the God of this world is Satan. And the black people are in the world. The people that are in the world are enemy of God.
Are you black?
So I'm black.
Right on.
But I don't stand up for Black Lives Matter. I don't stand up for enough is enough. It's a black on black crime. I don't stand for that because that's not of God.
How old are you?
I'm 45.
Right on, man. What? Amazing.
God is a respecter of no persons, so why should a Christian be? And if you black and you claim you're a Christian, you can't be on God's side because you're going against being a respecter of persons. You're supporting people that's Democrat. You're supporting people that's for abortion. You're supporting people that's for
same-sex marriage. You're supporting people that's okay with killing a baby after birth.
That's
so
amazing.
These are all the things that God says not do.
Yeah.
And black people are supporting it, but I'm one of the black people that don't support it.
Right.
I don't even claim myself as being black.
There you go.
I just claim myself as being a Christian.
There you go. Amazing. Donald.
And that's what people have to realize, Jesse, nothing is going to change until the people change their heart.
100%.
You have to change your heart. You have to follow God's commandments. If you notice, I'm in a city that's a Democratic city. I'm in the worst city in America. They call us the capital of America, murder capital of America, Memphis.
My producer is from Memphis. Derek is from Memphis.
And so you got to think about it, Jesse. The reason why Memphis has this dark cloud over them, because you're doing everything that Satan says do.
Yeah.
You're doing the opposite of God.
Yeah.
Everything that Satan is supporting, Satan's in the music. Memphis has blues. They have all these rap artists. All these people are black. You got all these Church of God in Christ churches, all these all these churches that are man-made religion and that are founded by men and have principles based on men principles instead of God principles. That's out of order with the God.
Absolutely.
That's out of order with the Bible.
Donald, I got to run, but you can call me back on Bible Thumper Thursday, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. God bless you and your family. Keep up the great work, Jeff.
I will, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. Gary out of Indiana. Gary, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
No.
Okay, wait a minute. For some reason, it won't even let me out. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
You still can't?
Uh-uh.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can't hear you now either.
Sir, you got to hear me. You keep answering me. You something else. You know what, though. No, Miss Jesse Lee, I'm calling to you for real.
Amazing.
Can you stop? You are amazing, and you're a general.
Amazing.
That's what I called you to tell you. You're a general, and we're listening to you. I hope you know what's on your shoulders, because we're listening.
Well,
I'm a fighter. What can you tell fighters?
I just hope that people would take control of their own life, with the help of God, of course, take control of their own lives and start living their lives and be controlled by the truth, be controlled by what is right, and not be controlled by the outer world, but the inner world. That's the way we should be living.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I say we believe the same, but at the same time, what really is it? What is it? What can I do? That was a question right there. What can I do?
About what?
You know about what? We in a battle. A lot of people don't want to admit it and don't want to understand it, but we're in a spiritual war.
Oh, I see. There's nothing you can do about it. Zero.
Huh?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You have to leave everybody in their hell, including your children, your adult children, your wife, your friends, your church members, your work co-workers, everybody.
Well, remember, I'm the one that called and told you I ain't talked to my wife or daughter, and they live in the same house with me. I understand that part of the war.
I know, but you can't even do anything about the war that's happening inside of you. That's why you have to surrender, let go, and let the truth just take over, and the truth will make you free and give you perfect peace.
Sir, I hear you, and I believe you. I believe everything you just said. But some of us still have to go make a living and go out here and deal with these people.
Right. You go make a living. You got to deal with people, but don't be angry at them.
Speak up, anger.
Speak up, but don't be angry.
But it's not anger.
What is
it? it's principle.
Who?
My father is Jesus. Their father is the other guy.
But Jesus is not your father. He's your brother. Your father.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Jesus is not your father. He's your brother. God is your father.
I'm going to have to look into that a little bit more, because I feel like God is the Father, and he gave us to Jesus, what makes him our Father.
No, he gave you the
God,
servant.
Jesus' Father.
Remember Jesus said that, don't worship me, don't be praising me for the work, because it's not me, it's my Father in me. And remember Jesus said, everything that I own, you own it too. You inherit of everything that I own because of my father. So he's your brother. He's not your father.
Jesus is my brother. He's not my mother.
He's not your mother. He's not your father.
He's not my bride.
No, he's your brother.
Who's my bride then?
Your wife.
My wife?
Yeah, the one you hate.
No, Jesus is coming back for his bride, ain't he?
He's already done that.
Oh. Yeah, I got to look at the Bible more. Maybe you got a point then, because I thought church was his bride, and he's come back after his bride. I don't know. You know, that's what I say about the Bible. I hear people that know it real good, but they say things, you'd be like, that ain't the way I took it, what I read.
That's right, because they don't know what they're talking about.
But that goes for everybody, don't it?
That's right. That's
only
why.
Jesus knows what, only Jesus knows, everybody don't know it. That's why I said you are general. You are the top of what we try to, because, you know, we in this war, a lot of people don't know it, but we in a battle. It's spiritual. But when people come up to you and say Obama was the best president, and what can you do? Just look at him and say, no, he was the worst.
Yeah.
He was one of the worst. And I don't care what you say.
That's right.
Lit that White House up with a gay colors. and what did Biden do? He bought all of them gay people to degrade the White House and take their tops off and stuff.
When
and
they
ain't even women.
When they said Obama was the best president, you should go, what the?
Yeah, you got a lot of good ones. You know what? I am going to start using some of yours now. I'm going to be like, what the? What do you understand what you're saying at all? So, but without that, sir, to get real right, we got to know. I'm out here really living this. And I'm the one that can't go to work. I can't even go. I can't raise my family. Cause I can't go to work. Huh?
Why can't you go to work?
Because I'm a warrior.
Oh, I see. Let me tell you this, because of time, drop the anger and you'll be able to deal with the world. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be right back.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Amy Barrett, lame-o herself, lame-et, recused herself on the Supreme Court from the Oklahoma not allowing religious charter schools. What a mess. And there's a FEMA shakeup, much needed. There's a little update on the embassy shooting of when those Jews from Israel, that Israeli couple, got shot and killed, assassinated, allegedly, by a pro-Palestinian socialist terrorist, allegedly. An AI Melania voice. She's using an AI version of her voice to read her audiobook. She has a new audiobook, I guess, coming out. And Kim Kardashian got her law license or whatever, just like her late daddy Robert Kardashian of O.J. Simpson fame. Am I right? This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Black Friday, May 23rd, A.D., 2025. There is one line open. You can call in, even right now. And you can get on hold to get on air with JLP, okay? For the final hour coming right up, guys. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report. And it's Friday, so no Joel Friday. On Friday, we have The Fallen State, though, with that woman. Not necessarily for kids. Okay, a little warning. It's not necessarily for kids. Some of these gals, kind of dirty. Terrible. And then after The Fallen State, American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. And Gorgonzola on DLive. Very nice. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports a deadlocked so-called Supreme Court will leave in place a ruling from Oklahoma's top court blocking the first religious charter school in the United States. It was a 4-4 vote at the so-called Supreme Court, made possible because so-called conservative, she's not conservative, so-called Justice Amy Barrett, they call her Amy Coney Barrett, Coney being her maiden name, not her real middle name, recused herself from the case. Barrett, Amy, didn't say why, but she has multiple ties to the attorneys representing St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School, some 8,000 charter schools currently operating nationwide, serving 3.8 million students. These schools offer an alternative to traditional so-called public schools, privately run but funded with taxpayer dollars. When the Oklahoma so-called state Supreme Court ruled on the case last year, they determined the Catholic school had violated the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, which is a stupid interpretation of the Constitution. Had the case succeeded the U.S. Supreme Court, it would have cleared the way for taxpayer-funded religious schools. So they're violating the religious freedoms of the parents and their children. So evil. Typical. That's what happens when you give money to the government to give money back to you, to control you. What a mess. So-called FEMA, a shakeup. Federal Emergency Management Association or whatever it is. I don't know. What is FEMA? Less than 2 weeks before the start of hurricane season, there's been yet another major shakeup at FEMA. Per multiple sources, an internal memo, supposedly, Department of so-called Homeland Security replacing several, or at least a few, experienced FEMA leaders. That means they've been there, bumps on a log, do-nothings, perhaps. With half a dozen of their own officials. Nice. New hires will serve in critical advisory positions under the agency's new acting administrator, David Richardson, also a Homeland Security official. Based on their biographies, these new FEMA officials have limited experience managing natural disasters. Like Richardson, most have been working in the Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction Office at the DHS. So we'll see what happens. 10% of FEMA staff have left since January. The agency is projected to lose close to 30% of their workforce by the end of the year. The DOJ is investigating the murder of two Israeli embassy staff members, you know, act of terrorism and a hate crime. The couple, Yaron Lyshinsky, age 30, and Sarah Milgram, 26, they were going to be engaged, or they were maybe. They were standing outside the Jewish Museum at the Capitol. And 31-year-old Elias Rodriguez killed him, allegedly. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which do you prefer? Some people prefer anger, and some prefer understanding. You can't have both. You can only have one or the other. Amazing, huh? If you're running around, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast the show, and in the meantime, you can be listening. And when you get back to your location, home or at work, you can be watching on your TV or whatever, right? By call, you can listen, though, on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is open line Friday. And because we love the blacks, it is Black Friday. That was then. This is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
See, black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? We love the blacks. We want the blacks to know that their problem is they're living in darkness of their imagination because they're angry and they cannot see. And they must forgive their mama. You got to forgive your mothers and return to your fathers. Forgive your fathers for not protecting you from mama. Forgive mama. She couldn't help herself. She did the best she could, but she couldn't help it. She didn't know that she had the spirit of evil that she was passing down to her children. And you've been lied to, and you've been told that it's white people, it's racism, it's white supremacy, it's all kind of things, and it's not true. If you want to be free, you don't have to take it. You can live in your hell, black people, until the cows come home. I want to know something really fast here. What do you think about this situation? What do you think about this situation? ABC is reporting, ABC News, a pregnant Atlanta woman was declared brain dead. A pregnant Atlanta woman was declared brain dead. But due to Georgia's controversial heartbeat law, doctors are keeping her alive long enough to deliver her baby. Watch this from ABC News.
30-year-old Adriana Smith was about 9 weeks pregnant when she started having bad headaches in February.
Enough to know that something was wrong.
April Newkirk says her daughter went to Northside Hospital for help.
They gave her some medication, but they didn't do any tests. Didn't do any CT scans. If they did, they would have caught it.
The next morning, Adriana's boyfriend noticed something was terribly wrong.
She was gasping for air in her sleep, gargling. More than likely, it was blood. She was taken to Emory, Decatur, and then she was transferred here.
To Emory University Hospital, where Adriana worked as an RN. Unfortunately, there was nothing doctors could do.
They did a CT scan and she had blood clots all in her head. So they had asked me if they could do a procedure to relieve them, and I said yes. And then they called me back and they said that they couldn't do it.
Doctors declared Adriana brain dead.
So I felt as if somebody dropped the ball at the hospitals, and her boyfriend asked, please keep her. If she was kept at the hospital, we wouldn't be here.
Amazing. Amazing story, huh? But I want to know, what do you think they should do about the baby? She was pregnant and was declared brain dead. And according to this report from ABC News, the mother felt powerless. She had been excluded from the decision about her daughter's life support. Watch this from ABC News.
Because of Georgia's heartbeat bill, which bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, her family says they weren't given any say in what happens next.
It's torture for me. I come here and I see my daughter breathing by the ventilator, but she's not there. And I'm touching her. And she has a son. What brain to see her?
Now, 21 weeks pregnant, her baby's health uncertain.
She's pregnant with my grandson, but my grandson may be blind, may not be able to walk, wheelchair bound. We don't know if he'll live once she has him.
A situation she says no one should be forced into.
It should have been left up to the family, because I'm in my 50s, her dad is in his 50s, so we're going to have the responsibility with her partner to raise her sons, you know? And I'm not saying that we would have chose to terminate her pregnancy. What I'm saying is we should have had a choice. We should have had a choice.
Amazing. What do you think about that, folks? Should the parent be allowed to tell the doctor, well, the daughter is declared dead, she's pregnant, 9 weeks pregnant, I think you said. We should have a choice of whether she should be able to abort the baby or not. And the mother said she's 50-something, I think, and the father, her husband 50-something, or the father, the gas father, what? 50-something, and they're going to be responsible. The daddy is responsible for the baby, not the grandparent, first of all. But I want to know, should they be allowed to say abort the baby? And the woman said, well, the baby going to be brain dead or crippled or whatever. We think. They don't know for sure. We think that the baby going to be that way. They don't know for sure. But should, the question is, sure, the girl that, according to a report, been declared brain dead, be allowed to tell the doctor to, if they wanted to, hey, abort the baby or not. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Juan out of Washington State. Juan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. What the?
So I wanted to answer the biblical questions from last week. What would you do when the movie stops?
Oh, no. That's not it. What the?
Oh. It's not that one?
That's not the way it was.
What would happen?
What would happen if you came out of your movie?
Oh, okay. What would happen if I came out of my movie?
Yes.
So I've been thinking
jeez,
about this since the question came up, and I hadn't had a chance to call.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm already out of my movie, and I don't know why, but everything feels like cloudy, like I'm walking through a mist. Nothing seems real. Everything is fake. Like I feel like connections with people are fake. Fake smiles. Everybody's just pretending. And I feel like I'm out of my movie and just trying to figure out what's next.
Amazing. I forgot. We dealt with that last week, right?
I don't know if we actually really addressed it during church.
Well, thank you, Juan, for responding to last week's biblical question.
Two people responded.
You are a day late and a dollar short.
It was very brief in church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to answer also the one for this week.
Okay. Now you're on track. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both.
I prefer understanding.
And why?
Because anger no longer abides in me. And I've come to the realization that when you're angry, you can't understand. Like, there's a block there that doesn't allow you to understand. And that's why we may, like, I feel like when you're angry, you can't think clearly. You make decisions irrationally and by impulse, and it tends to come and bite you back. And the other day, I went to my kids, to my ex-house to look for some papers and stuff. And when I came out of the house, she came right over and she's like, "Hey, why were you in the house?" and this and that. And she started trying to confront me about it.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, "Well, remember, this is still my house. The fact that I don't live here doesn't make it not my house. So I needed to look for something. And I just went in there and looked for something in my house." And she just started going off. And when she was going off, I looked at her, like, straight in her eyes. And as she was talking to me, she couldn't keep eye contact. And I just felt bad for her. And I was like, "You know what? I hope you have a great day." And I just left. But
amazing.
I just looked at her and I felt like I was just watching me. Like, I was like, "Okay, let me see what I can see." And I just started looking at her to see what would come up in me. Like, if I would try to defend or if I would try to argue.
Yeah.
I didn't. I just looked at her and I kind of felt bad for her, understanding that she's under the condition that she can't see. And it doesn't matter what I tell her. It doesn't matter how I explain to her what I went to do at the house. She would not understand it.
Amazing. Nice. Well, I appreciate your response to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. It's my house.
Okay.
It's my house. And I live here. It's my house, and I live here. There's a welcome mat at the door, and if you come on in, you're gonna get much more.
There's another thing that I wanted to ask you, Jesse, was about the vices. Like, I'm watching my vices, but I'm not trying to get rid of them. Like, I'm just watching them and slowly seeing them dissolve.
That's all you need to do.
And I see people calling, and they get so worked up about, "Oh, how long is this going to take?" And how long it's going to take until you leave, until you leave your body, is what I've come to understand.
Yeah, it's going to take however long it takes. But let me ask, do you have hope?
No. I don't have any hope.
And how do you know you have no hope?
Because I used to have hope when I used to go to church, when I used to look for validation in other people, when I used to wait for salvation to come outside of me.
And so what is it like having no hope?
Amazing.
Amazing.
I have no faith either.
Amazing. Juan, thank you, man.
There's no reason to have faith when you know.
Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I hope you have a blessed one, and I wish God gives you many, many more years to come.
I appreciate that. I can use it. Thank you.
Have a good one, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Good to hear from you, Juan.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you. It's my house, and I live here. There's a welcome mat at the door. And if you come on in, you're going to get much more. Say you want to move in with me. You got to follow the rules to get me. Got to put in my house. Amazing. There's a welcome mat at the door. You know what that is?
Of course. I only know it because of your bumpers.
Oh, you do?
From 10 years ago.
Let me ask the anchor baby.
I guess it's
there is a welcome mat at the door.
Don't search it.
And if you, he already done it.
I'm not.
And if you come on in.
Just kidding.
You got to follow the rules to get me. Who is that? Anchor Baby.
Cheers.
Cheers. No, he hasn't looked yet.
Is that the theme song for Cheers?
It's my house and I live here. Who is that, Derek? It's my house and I live here. What? Diana Ross, the boss.
I can't believe I disrespected Diana Ross. Like,
what about Cheers? What the? Diana Ross, the boss. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me check back with Teddy out of California to see if he's ready. I forgot Teddy wasn't ready. Teddy!
Yes, sir.
I mean out of Canada.
Canada, yes.
Teddy, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesse. First and foremost, I want to say happy birthday and thank you for what you do.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Love what you do, man. Although I don't agree with everything, but I love what you do.
Give me one thing you disagree with.
About Jesus not being God. That, and then, you know, here and there. But for the most part, 90 plus, whatever.
And so you believe Jesus is God?
Absolutely, 100%.
And when
history says it, but I want to make a comment about, I'm going to call for Bible Thumper Thursday, and you told me you were going to give me 10 minutes last time, so.
Okay.
I'll have 10 minutes on Bible Thumper Thursday.
Nice. Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to make a comment on Jewel, what
Who?
He said about, what Jewel Friday said the other day.
Who?
Jewel Friday? That's the name, right?
Joel, not Jewel.
Oh, yeah, Joel, right?
Right. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Sorry. Did I mispronounce his name?
Oh, I thought you said Jewel.
No, Joel.
I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, totally agree with him. Totally agree with him.
About what?
And, the comment that he made about being, you know, for Trump, being fair across the board, you know, treating every all immigrants equally and that type of thing.
Oh, okay. So what was said for that didn't hear, just, and I hope I repeat it right.
Yeah.
Trump allowed white people to come here from South Africa because
Correct.
They are being genocide. And Joel Joel said he had no problem with that. But his thing is they're under genocide. His thing is that they should be fair with everyone like that, you know.
Right, but the genocide is a complete 100% lie.
Why you say
complete
that?
Complete 100% lie.
Why you say are you saying it's not happening?
No, it's not happening.
Why do you say it's not happening?
Because for the simple fact the stats prove that it's not happening. There's no evidence of that happening.
What stats prove that there's no genocide in South Africa?
Stats like 3,100 murders have happened since the apartheid has been over, and 98% of those murders are mainly black people. Only 2% or less.
And where do you get all that people. From?
Or you can get it anywhere. Go to DuckDuckGo or Google, anywhere.
So when the government of South Africa said that they're going to take the land of white people in South Africa without compensation, when there are black people in South Africa who want to get out of there because all hell broke loose, the blacks are out of control, they're going out to the farmland and killing white people, robbing, raping, and
That's
the whites
true,
have
though,
to put
yeah.
bars or. It is true. That is
no,
true.
Not.
Now, you may disagree.
No.
You may not want to call it you may not want to call it a genocide, but it is happening for sure.
It's happening to everyone, not just white people.
No.
It's happening.
You're right. When blacks are attacked, it happens to everyone. Mm-hmm. They hurt each other first, by the way. But they are going out to the farmlands and attacking white people along the roadside. They're raping. And white people had to put bars around their home. They had to put electric bars around their home. And then they had to put protection around their home. And you're saying
that's very true, but it's not just white people. It's for everyone. That's 100% false. You know why? Because I know I'm from there. I know that. That's why.
Are you black?
No, I'm not.
Are you colored?
I'm colored, yes.
What color are you?
Oh, that's insignificant. But I'm telling you,
what color
this is
are
not
you?
Happening. I'm mixed.
With black and white?
No, Arab and African.
Oh, I see. And so you're saying that there's no genocide upon a white
Absolutely
folks.
Absolutely not.
And all the stuff that we're seeing is false.
100% false.
Amazing.
There's a small group of party that's called EFF. They're economic freedom fighters. They are about 15 years of, you know, they started about 15 years ago. That's a small group. They do have a place in the parliament. But that's a small group that no one really pays attention to. And that's where you saw they played that video.
So thousands of black people chanting death to the poor, meaning white people, that they were just playing?
No, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Were they
that's
chanting
wrong.
That or that's an illusion too?
No, that's not an illusion. That's 100% correct.
Do you love
but
white
that,
people?
I love white people.
And
I
do the blacks in Africa love white people?
Most of them do.
Why are they killing them?
They're not killing them. They're killing everyone. The majority of the people that are being killed are black people, mainly black women, actually. I'm telling you. And the poverty is you know, it's growing every year.
How do you feel about that? The parliament, the people who are chanting "kill the boor," people in
that's
the
EFF.
The people they are in the parliament. How do you feel about that? And they're chanting "kill white people."
Well, it's a democratic country, just like the U.S. You've got
that's not what I asked
groups.
You. These people are in the government, they're black. In government,
I don't agree with them.
And they're chanting, "Kill the white people."
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I grew up with white folks. My best friends are white folks. I don't agree with that. That's 100% wrong.
And they voted to kill the white people.
No,
they
didn't
voted
vote.
For
that's
it.
Not true.
Well, they voted for the genocide upon whites.
No, they didn't. They did not. What they did was 1948. When the apartheid started, a lot of land was taken and a lot of white folks killed to take that land and got wealthy over it. So they're looking at those particular groups of people that took that land and they could trace it back because it hasn't even been 70 years. So they're tracing that back. And some of these families are coming back and saying, "Hey, this was my grandpa. This was my great grandfather's."
And that's why they should be able to take it back.
Well, they're taking it back, but they're
and that's why they should be able to take it back without compensation.
No, they're not. There's not a single land that's out there that's taken without compensation.
No, that's not true. The government voted to take away the land, even when the president asked his government about it. They voted to take away the land without compensation.
You're not being honest about that at all. No, I am being.
No, you're not.
About it. Oh, absolutely.
No, you're
Jesse,
not.
I'm
you're absolutely
you.
Lying about the land without compensation thing.
Where's the proof that land without compensation was taken?
It's in the pudding.
75% of the land still belongs to the white folks. 90% of the mines still belongs to the white folks.
But that's because it hasn't happened yet. The black government voted in for that to happen. Let me ask this because
question,
of time.
The main question.
The thing
okay,
that Joy L mentioned was talking
the
about.
Jesse, let me ask this, though.
The primary thing that we were talking about.
From the black folks. How was the land taken? Tell me.
Without compensation.
How was the land taken from the black people?
Without compensation.
How? They kill them to take the land. I'm not saying they should kill to take it back. No, that's 100% wrong.
Teddy, let me ask this because of time.
And Joel, hey, I got a new name. I got an official new name for Joel.
What?
You know how you say Joel, Joel Friday? He black. I say Joel Friday. He bright.
Nice.
I like that boy. I think he's going to be successful.
He officially
change his name, man.
Okay.
And he's going to do well, too.
Teddy, because of time.
Because he tells the honest truth.
Teddy!
I love that guy.
Because of time. Do you think President Trump should have brought the white people here from South Africa?
He should, but he should give the fairness across the board. He should keep the other people, too.
And so you agree with Joel about that, right?
I agree with Joel 100% because he's using taxpayers' money. If he's complaining about taxpayers' money, then he should complain across the board.
Thank you, Teddy.
The Hispanics and the...
Thank you, Teddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat. Thank you, Teddy.
Super chats.
Uncle Ruckus says Disney can't make Tarzan black. He says.
What?
Disney can't make Tarzan black.
Are they thinking about doing that?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Mac O'Leary, happy B-Day, JLP.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Aaron G., happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Musical.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin, educate the female to stifle the unborn, a birth rate reduction tactic used by the elect. Educate females, then post them up in vital positions. They inevitably fail to man because a woman is not man.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, happy birthday, JLP. Enjoy.
Thank you. I absolutely appreciate it. I appreciate everybody. It was an amazing birthday yesterday. Thank you so much.
Anthony, also on Cash App, 15 million black and brown illegals out, 15 million legal whites in.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kayla, happiest birthdays to you, Jesse. Happy birthday to you. Cake emoji. Amazing.
Thank you, Kayla. Amazing.
Roy, Jesse, did you see Trump talking to the president of South Africa and showed those videos on the TV? What you've been talking about with the extinguishing of the whites. This is what you've been talking about for years. Remember white people triple locking their doors over there. Trump gets past all the niceties and puts it out all in the open.
That's right.
Indeed.
And again, it's happening here to the whites. And believe me, they're going to come out of your land too. Mark my word. Evil is evil.
They're already calling it stolen land and genocide.
See that? Amazing. Thank you.
Chill and Lean, happy birthday, Jesse. Amazing. 5 coffees.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, 7 coffees. Happy 979th birthday, Jesse. May you be around for another 1,000 years. When God asked Job if he'd witness creation of the heavens and earth, Jesse said, yes, I actually did.
Jesse or Joseph?
Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannah's biblical question answer.
Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both.
I choose understanding because anger is never answer to any questions.
Amazing. Thank you.
Roy, did you see Trump put that beta male reporter in his place from NBC? Right after Trump played the videos of the blacks killing the farmers, the reporters asked about the plane gifted to him when it wasn't. So out of touch, the spirit is wicked. 2 hoops and a holler from Bing, Jeffrey Dahmer.
What manner of man is Trump? The wind at sea obeys him. Amazing.
Kalonji, happy birthday, Jesse. We getting drunk as a busher today, tonight.
drunk as a bastard. What the? Thank you.
And we'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We'll read more later.
Let me take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
What's wrong with them? What's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong? Check. Russ trying to fuss. Maze in the day. T
like a bee. That's your Friday. He black. Let me see that other one, too. Where he and Isaac. I'm not
ready. We don't have it ready.
Oh, we don't? No. When you get it ready, let me know. Okay, 888-7753-773. Quick. Come, quick break. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, some people call him Lord Hair. Is that right?
Lord Good Hair.
Lord Good Hair. And then after that, A Father's State TV. Joel's not here on Fridays. He's here Monday through Thursday. The FatherState.tv, a brand new episode at 11 a.m. today. August McLaughlin, she's an author, journalist, and the host of Girl B Radio. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's a girl boner?
I learned what that was, and I thought, there has to be something like that for me.
Well, why do a lot of women today love being turned into sluts?
I don't think a man can turn a woman into a slut.
Well, they can do it. Should a man be vulnerable?
Yes, it's very sexy. You share your feelings, you allow yourself to cry.
Would you want a beta husband or alpha husband?
Is there a C option?
There's no C. You either beta or you alpha.
Oh, God.
It was very, very interesting. You're going to enjoy this at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support the Father State right there at thefatherstate.tv. And what else? Become a member and all that on the fatherstate.tv YouTube channel and locals.com. And then the American Anchor Baby at what time? 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. Energy all over the place. All over the place. Donald Trump and the American Anchor Baby have the energy from God. I said the treasure chest is open on D-Live.
Just because you said it didn't mean I did it.
Oh. You forgot to open it?
Yep.
Or beta.
Alpha. Alpha forgetfulness. And we'll also release the scratching or whatever it's called on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you. And so I'll see you on Sunday morning, by the way, at 11 a.m. Our fellowship. We do have a fellowship right here in L.A. For those who don't know, we in West L.A. area, Pico, Los Angeles area. Some people don't even know we have fellowship in Los Angeles. Yes. Every Sunday, doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Come on down for all. You can watch it on rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? Get ready for it. The office is closed on Monday, but we will be doing live show on Monday. It is Veterans Day on Monday. And but we will be live. We have the office closed, but the shows are happening. Is it Veterans Day Monday?
No, it's Memorial Day.
Who?
Memorial
What's
Day.
What's Memorial Day for?
For the dead soldiers.
Oh, okay. Memorial Day on Monday. Watch this from Joey on Friday TV.
Hit the groove with your nanny. Bust the move with your family, yeah. Get on the dance floor and get it cracking. Okay. Feel it in yourself, then get into action. Yeah, yeah. You can't be waiting on the crowd to move you. You gotta hop up in the circle, then you groove it. You said you're waiting on the remix. Boy, this is your moment, better seize it. So gonna cut the doubt, showing what you about. You got the juice up in your core now. It's JF.
You can hear the whole thing. More of that at isaacpalmer.tv. What was it?
Isaac Palmer on YouTube some way.
Yeah, Isaac Palmer. Isaac Palmer, right? You can hear more of that. The whole thing is amazing. Really. Talent on loan from God. A gift from God. Check it out. 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly to Shant out of Los Angeles. Shant, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. It's Shant. How are you?
Is it Shant?
I
mean,
Shant.
My bad. Shant.
No, it's okay.
Thank
it's
you,
okay,
buddy.
Jesse. Hey.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, happy birthday to you, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. I had a quick question for you, Jess, if you don't mind. I spoke to you about a week ago regarding my son, and you said that just the best thing to do is just kind of don't call him and go with the flow.
Yes.
But now he's calling me, and I think he wants to hang out, but I've heard in the past in the phone conversations with other people and saying that sometimes you do have to keep your distance from your family or else they will destroy you.
100%.
And right. So I'm thinking of staying away. And I just wanted to run that by you and see what your thoughts are on that.
How old is he?
Get some advice. He's 25.
Okay. So he's now calling you and you're thinking that he's calling you to hang out with you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
And
yeah.
Why don't you take the call and see what he wants?
Well, I have in the past, and I already know him well enough to know, and that's what he wants. And if that scenario does come up, I want to know what the best way of handling that.
You should do what you want to do. If you know that it's not good to be around him, you should do what you want to because. And you're right in that when your children become adults, you have to stop helping them in the right way. Because they will end up destroying you. So if you see that it's not best that you hang out with him, don't be afraid to say it to him and don't keep saying it. Let's say he keep bugging you. But it's up to you to make the decision of what you want to do. You're responsible for your life. He is responsible for his own life as an adult. You are not responsible for him.
No, not at all. And I don't have an issue telling him at all.
So
I just don't want to make a decision based on thoughts or anything like that. You know,
that's why I said have a wait and see. If
right.
He decides to take his call, see what he wants. And if you don't, then don't take it. Don't even think about it. Move on to life.
Okay. And then if I don't want to even pick up the phone, that's okay too. And if I don't want to talk to him, that's okay too.
Take control of your own life. And you're neither wrong nor right to take his call.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to.
Okay, and it's fine to explain to him, hey, look, this is what I've noticed from your end. This is why I think we should just go our own separate ways.
You have a problem with telling him that, too?
No, I don't at all.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Well, then,
no, I don't.
Yeah, you take control of your life. Just don't be angry at him. He cannot help
no,
himself.
No, I'm not. Yeah, no, not at all.
All right.
And then if he asks what the problem is, I should just go ahead and just straightforward and just tell him, hey, this is what I've noticed. This is what the problem is.
Don't do if. Have a wait and see.
Okay. No
because
problem. Thank you so much.
In doing the if, you're already building up what's going to happen. So he's already preparing you to respond. and you're going to always respond in a wrong way. But if you have a wait and see, you're going to deal with it perfectly.
That makes perfect sense. Thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Joe out of Pennsylvania. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. What's up, man? How you doing?
All is well, Joe.
So earlier in the show, you had a gentleman that was talking about, I forget the name of the temple now, but it burned down. And he said, if they can fix Notre Dame, I wonder if they'll fix this.
Oh, yeah, some black from Memphis.
Yeah, and I'm a contractor in my line of work, and I'm thinking, I'm like, why do they, and I guess he's talking about white people. Who else would he be talking about, right? Do you think I'm right about that?
I don't know, but, I mean, who are they, when he said they built the, rebuilt the thing over there in Europe, then they should be able to build our church here in Memphis.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, they got contractors together. They put bids together. They got the work done. Like, they set that up. White people didn't get together and be like, yo, we're going to fix Notre Dame. Well, like, screw that. Like, that's not how it works at all, dude. Just hire some contractors and get it done. Forget about that. What are you doing?
It's amazing to me how much the blacks rely on the people that they hate. They hate the whites, but yet they rely on the white people for everything. That's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't really pick up on it before I started watching your show. It's always like, oh, this, and they, and like, not, you know, obviously not everybody. I have black friends. I've worked in black houses where the houses are immaculate. Like, it's not really like that. It's
you have a black friend?
I have two.
How you get two black friends? What the?
Well, we both like the same music, so we rock out together. It's been like 15 years, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. but yeah, I was just thinking, like, why does they need to do anything? And the way he said it, it was like almost, I might be reading too much into it, but it seems so smug, like, oh, prove you're not racist.
Right,
I might be wrong
because
about
if the white people don't build the black church in Memphis, they're going to say racist people, white people don't do it. They're doing it because they're racist. They won't help us. They relying on the people that they hate. That is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not at all. Joe, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Have a good one. I'll see you.
All right, buddy. Let me go to Sky. The sky is falling. Oh, Sky's gone. Let me go to first-time caller John out of California. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, John.
How are you?
Amazing.
Thank you so much. Hey, I got the question for you. I have this fear that purchasing a vehicle, a brand new vehicle, I don't know if it's bad to buy a brand new vehicle or what.
What, where is the fear?
Of just the fear of
when you say you have the fear, where is it?
I don't know if it's in my head or in my in my body.
And why would you believe anything your thoughts would tell you about a car? Can you want to buy a new car?
I do.
Can you afford to
buy
a new car?
Pardon me?
Can you afford to buy a new car?
Yes, I think I can buy it.
So
yes,
why would you just go and get the car? Why would you listen to evil, making you even doubting the decision to buy a car when you know that's what you want? Why are you listening to the thoughts about that?
I don't know. Just people. Some people had told me, I don't know, man. Can you what happens if you have to get another job to pay for the vehicle?
Why are you listening to other people about you buying a car for you? Why would you even have to listen to other people about that?
I don't know. It's like stuck in my head.
And when
I hear.
When were you
overcome? When I hear comments, I'm sorry?
When will you overcome that? Listen to other people and your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. You shouldn't be between a rock and a hard place and deciding where to buy a car. You got the mm-hmm. money to buy a car, you buy a car.
And then I heard you mention in the past that when God say that's all you need, you don't need any material things or you don't need any material stuff. You know, I heard you talk about that in the past. That
just don't make the car you
need is God.
Just don't make the car your God. God made it possible for you to get a car. He gave you the know-how to get a job, to buy a car, but don't make the car your God.
What do you mean, don't make it your God? What can you explain that to me?
Meaning that you buy the car, don't get such a thrill from it that you can't live without it, and you're hard to live with it, you're hard to live without it, and blah, blah, blah. It's just a car, but you always seek the kingdom of God first. Keep him first, and you'll be fine.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I guess I'm not in love. I mean, I'm not going to die if I don't get the vehicle, but I do need one, you know?
Then get one. You don't need anyone to tell you that. You need a car. What?
And people tell me, well, why don't you just buy a used one?
How old are you?
Pardon me?
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 67.
What the?
Yeah, what the? Senior.
And so, John, why are you still listening to people at 67 years old? You better get you a car before you die. You don't want to die without ever having a new car. What the?
Well, yeah. Because maybe when I have the new car, So it's a good thing that 67 and buy a car, new one.
Yeah, it's neither bad nor good. If you want your car, you can afford the car, buy yourself a car, John.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay. So at 67, I shouldn't have this fear then, huh?
No, you should not have fear anyway. Fear is not real. Fear is an illusion. Anyone that has fear and they live by it is of their father, the devil.
So at 67, I should not have any type of fear then?
At all. Not at all.
Yeah, because I was thinking too that, because I like to drink alcohol, but I say to myself, if I buy this new vehicle, I'm going to stop all my drinking and everything else because I'm going to make more responsibility to own this vehicle, you know?
That may be a good decision. That's a good decision.
And, you know, I don't want to drink and then get a DUI and then I have to pay the ticket. The ticket is like $27,000 for a DUI.
Yeah, don't drink. And don't get the ticket. You don't want the ticket. Get you a new car. Don't drink and don't get the ticket, all right? John, I got to run, but man, are you married?
No, I'm single.
Oh, okay. And you can afford the car, right?
Yes.
Go buy yourself a car, John, if that's what you want, and don't get the ticket and let fear go. You should not be having fear, all right?
Okay.
Let me know when you get the car.
I will. I will call you, and then I would buy you lunch.
All right, and don't get the ticket.
Well, what is your number so that if I can, you make an appointment to go see you or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, 323-782-1980.
And I can go see you at your office with an appointment.
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you open 5 days a week or what?
Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Pacific
between
time.
Nine to And what is the what is the address to your office? I'm going to make an appointment.
Call the number and they'll tell you.
Okay, give me the number one more time, please.
323-782-1980.
Okay.
All right.
I will call you.
And
thank
John,
you so much for the good one.
And John, don't drink because you don't want to get the ticket, all right?
Yeah, that ticket is $27,000. Can you imagine that?
That's a lot of money for a ticket. You can drive two cars in that way. All right, John. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
KB in Ohio, three coffees. We're so grateful God allowed us to celebrate another year with you. Happy, happy birthday and many more. Love you lots.
Thank you very much, and I'm grateful as well to spend time with everybody. Thank you.
Roy, the South African delegation just hung their heads when Trump played the videos on those blacks wanting to kill the white farmers. If all the white farmers leave them, South Africa will turn into Liberia. Also,
yeah.
Happy birthday, Jesse. Uncle Double C would be proud.
Uncle Double C was one of my favorite uncles. It was amazing. Thank you, and you're right about that. Liberia, I have a friend who, their family, white friend, their family had farmland, and when the government, black government, took over there, they started taking the
land. Zimbabwe.
I mean, Zimbabwe, my bad.
Formerly
Zimbabwe.
Rhodesia.
Amazing. They had to flee their land, and they went to South Africa from Zimbabwe, right? Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
What a mess. Thank you.
Lord Baby 42, three coffees. How amazing is it to share a birthday with Hake? Happy birthday, Jesse. Go get you a little pumpkin pie, not the imposter sweet potato pie. Enjoy.
No, it's the other way around, buddy. Sweet potato pies are real. Pumpkin pies are fake.
KB,
they want to be a sweet potato pie. What? Amazing. Thank you.
KB in Ohio. Guys, President Trump already knew the South African golfers from years ago. President Trump requested they join the African president when he visits the White House. Though I do believe Trump blindsided African president in public, and he took it in stride, the white genocide needed to be publicized due to the unfair media coverage.
I guarantee you, if this genocide situation was happening to any other race, it would be all over the news all the time. But because it's happening to the whites, you don't even hear about it, barely hear about it. Even the guy from Canada, he's like, he don't want to tell you that it's a genocide happening there. Amazing.
And it wasn't exactly blindsided because he'd been saying it was genocide days in advance.
Absolutely.
Brought those South Africans in.
Yeah.
Madeline, 10 coffees. Happy birthday, Jesse. Cake emoji.
Thank you.
Very generous, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mr. Zoe gifted the can on Pilled, as did Pastor Chatelet. Nice, guys.
Thank you.
Someone told me to Google such and such movie, and it was amazing. LOL, Pastor Chatelet.
I'll check it out.
Ghost Pepper.
Thank you.
Happy B-Day. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Kevin, Ivana, wish you a happy birthday sweet potato pie.
Amazing. Good. Especially with Punchy's Coffee. Check out Punchy Coffee at JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Lin Yin Chin, Nick, trucks have no self. People do, but not items.
Amazing. Thank you.
He must have said trucks hit themselves or something like that.
The anchor baby, like, what?
Anissa, all thoughts are all lies all the time.
I wish, if you want to find, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Just wait until you start living a thoughtless life. You're going to live life without thought. You're going to walk on water. It's amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus would do a mean prank on people if he had a flying truck.
That's right. I don't know what that means.
About.
I don't even know what that means. What? Thank you.
You drop stuff on them. Angband Art, what is the best way to deal with anxiety stomach aches? The pain can be debilitating. Hard to do my job when I'm feeling the weight of a bag of bricks on my back for no reason.
I love the way you put that, too. It is a bag of bricks. Be aware of it. Live with it. Night and day. Drive with it. Work with it. Eat with it. Sleep with it. And do nothing about it but watch it. And don't call it you. And the truth will save you from it. It will take it away. Stay with it. Don't run away from it. Go about your day. Stand with it. And it will be taken away. Amazing.
Aaron G., how do you seek the kingdom of heaven?
By looking within. Really, being aware of what's happening in you, be aware of the shocks, emotional shocks, and the thought shocks. Be aware of that, and you will enter into the kingdom. Amazing.
Paola, happy birthday. Love you.
Thank you, and love you back.
Huang Yinbui, pardon my butchering of your name. How do I know if the truth is working for me 24/7?
You will know when you don't have to think about it. Stop thinking about it, and you will know. Amazing. Nice question.
Anissa, Jesse, if you're older than dirt, does that mean you're going to live forever? Heart eyes.
I'm never dying. Only from the ego death, but that's about it. Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, it's my birthday, too. So he claims.
May 22nd.
Doubt it. But maybe.
If so, happy birthday. Amazing.
Sorry, Uncle Ruckus. Commander Kim with the Rumble Rant. Happy birthday, Jesse. What does the Great White Hope have to say to you today?
Amazing. Thank you. And
Fox and Friends in the morning. They're very honorable people.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tarantula Rumble. Happy birthday, Jesse. Love you and the crew. Thank you, each of you, for bringing wisdom to the world.
Thank you. Nice.
Bert Cocaine gifted the can on Pilled. Happy birthday, Jesse.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
As did KOC, 1,000 gold pills. Happy birthday, JLP.
Right on. 1,000 appreciations. Thank you.
Southern Skies. Happy birthday to the Great Black Hope. Amazing on a Rumble Rant.
Amazing. Thank you. You black.
Chicken Patty, Trump is so calm with trolling people and sticking stuff in their face the polite way. Indeed.
If you drop your anger, every human being, man and women, can live that way. It's amazing. Thank you.
Forgive your mama. Happy birthday, Jesse, with a coffee.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lori, I'm so glad you were born, Jesse. Happy birthday. You're my hero.
Thank you, Lori. Do you know you're my hero? You're everything I ever wanted to be. Thank you.
And with that, we'll have to close up shop. We'll have to read the rest of your many, many much appreciated supers later, guys.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. Get on the straight and narrow. Stay there. No matter who gets off, who goes well, forget about the world and work on your world inside of you. All right? And do rebuildingaman.com/silentprayer. Do the prayer. Work on you and forget about the world. I promise you, you won't regret it. See you on Sunday. Joe out of California. William out of California. Jose out of Ohio. George, he black, out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. And everybody else, I'm out of time. Bye. Hate coming up now. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingaman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent